Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, hanging on for Lawyer Up.
It seems like we've heard stuff like this before. A guy named Nicholas Brown paid $15 for a Brita everyday water pitcher in early 2022. I'll tell you about the Brita water pitcher. I've never felt like they really worked. I've always felt like...
But there's charcoal in them.
There's charcoal in them.
And when you put a new filter in, you have to run it a few times because you see the charcoal come through.
Okay, yeah, you do.
I have a Brita filter.
Do you like it?
It's fine.
He's never been healthier.
This guy.
Sure, his lungs are black.
I wouldn't blame the Brita for that. What's the charcoal?
That's true.
It doesn't help.
This guy, Nicholas Brown, paid $15.
Big, he has the lungs of a coal miner.
And he does. So black lung.
The packaging on the Brita said, fresh filter equals fresher water and reduces 30 contaminants, including lead, benzene, mercury, cadmium, asbestos, and more.
Those are bad.
All bad. Now, in the lawsuit, Brown alleges those claims are false, and he says this product does not reduce these common contaminants, and he says he's had it tested, and he knows this to be false advertising. So, he wants a class action lawsuit for Brita to stop claiming these things and give money back to folks. What do you think about his chances here, Lisa?
Well, Brita fired back, and they said, look, there are two levels of filter, and that he bought the everyday, which is primarily, it's the basic entry-level one, that basically targets taste and odor. Mm-hmm. But that if you wanted to reduce all of the really serious, like lead and PFOs and PFAs and all those chemicals, that he should have bought the elite that has been, they say, certified to reduce those things. Uh-huh. And they're saying that the one he bought, the packaging is clear that it's not certified, not as sophisticated. So it'll come down to whether he really bought the one with the packaging that he claims, or is he confusing their advertisement for another product, the Elite, with this. So far, interestingly, he's the only, you know, usually you get a named plaintiff in a class action, and quickly there's all sorts of other people coming on board. So far, he's the only one. So I don't know. It makes me wonder if maybe they just haven't had a chance yet to get out and reach out to other folks, or is it because he was confused? I don't know. But Brita says, no, we're clear. Yeah. There's one that's just real basic, and there's one that really is. I'm with you guys, though. I don't see how those things work with just some. I don't think so.
I don't know. Lies turned to Biggie. Which model do you get, Biggie?
I think you have the basic.
You have the fresh smelling poison water.
I think that's what I have.
Still smells like eggs. I don't know.
This is upsetting.
Your house smells delightful, Biggie. Have some water.
At the same time,
is that water on fire?
It is. You're boiling it.
The water's been burning for 3 weeks.
I really feel heats his home.
Like a Louisiana oil field.
I really feel misled here.
You should be the second name on this class action lawsuit. Yeah. You better sign on to this guy's lawsuit.
But why do you have two levels? Why do you have two levels for something like that? Doesn't everybody want the best? Then you want this, or do you still want, a little cancer or no cancer?
Do you want big holes in the filter or smaller holes?
What a bunch of bull.
Ask basic Biggie.
I know.
I think this explains my recent health troubles.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like,
hey, Biggie, if your water smells bad and it tastes bad, don't you think you need the stronger one?
Cause get the best. Get the best. I was, what was I buying? It was like some sort of fish oil. You know, those tablets you can take?
Omega. The supplement?
Yeah. And on some of the packaging, it said on the side, with no fish burps. And on others, it didn't say it. And I thought, well, who would buy the one that didn't?
No, it's like buying Advil or Tylenol, extra strength. Well, I want the. Why do you want the minimum strength?
Do you think
just to have fun with it?
Like the Gordons of Gloucester fisherman loves the fish burp sensation.
I want that fish burp.
With real fish.
Exactly. One last quick story. Now, it's already been decided. It boiled Chris Dim's blood like you wouldn't believe. There is a guy in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Nicholas Olenek. This got under Dave's skin, too. He had an emotional support emu. And the bird hatched from an egg in his home.
Did he sit on it?
He sat on it for 6 weeks, and the bird hatched.
Did he puke into its mouth food?
Yes.
You could stop there. But that's enough to sue anybody.
But the bird grew up, and neighbors are saying, this 6-foot bird with razor-sharp talons is going to rip me from stem to stern. I want it gone. And it makes a lot of noise. and really is not protected to be in this man's house. He lives in a residential neighborhood in Virginia Beach, outside of Virginia Beach. So he went all the way up the ladder to the courts, and finally the judge ruled, you know what, since you've had it, since it was a hatchling, you can keep it. That was shocking to us. Was it as surprising to you, Lisa?
You know, it was not really that surprising. The guy had a lot of documentation. His father died of cancer after a long, awful battle, and then within a very short period of time, his brother died of a heart attack. And he said, you know, I was just so emotionally messed up. He was seeing a therapist, and he had a friend who helps disabled veterans with a big farm, and he has all these animals, including emus, who they work as therapy animals for these veterans. And so the friend gave him the egg and said, try this, you know, raise this emu and it'll bond with you. And so sure enough, it really helped the guy. And so he had a lot of documentation. The bird had never hurt anybody. He walked it around the neighborhood on a leash. It cuddled with him. He had raised it from an egg. But here's kind of the sad part for the guy. So in an earlier phase, the city made him get rid of it before he won this, you know, protracted litigation. So he sent the emu, her name was Nimbus, he sent her back to the farm where he got her from, the buddy. And she fell in love there with a male emu named Oreo. And so he could not bear to rip her from the wings of Oreo. And so he's going to start over with a new egg.
A new emu.
Don't look back, Nimbus. Don't look back.
Daddy, I love him.
Once is enough. To be with.
He's going
to
hatch another damn egg. This is bull.
Follow your heart, Nimbus.
He's going to hatch another so Nimbus and Oreo can live happily.
Chris Dim calls him the most annoying man in Virginia.
Well, that's saying something.
As much as the commercials.
He's from Virginia. He knows.
I know.
He knows there's annoying people.
I'm trusting you with my daughter. Oreo.
And the guy who owned the emu said that politicians laughed in his face every time he tried to get some help. So he's running for the legislature in
to change the laws.
His logo's going to have an emu.
Of course, yeah.
Nimbus emu. And Olenek.
Not that nut emu guy. It is. That's who you're voting for. Mm. Oh, Lisa Lanier, we ran that. We live in a world where a guy can raise an emu in his house. That's where we're living now.